The Justice Department's internal watchdog has launched an investigation after revelations former President Trump's administration secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats as part of an aggressive leaks probe. Democrats called the disclosures a shocking abuse of power. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and California Congressman Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month their metadata had been subpoenaed and turned over to the Justice Department in 2018. That's when their committee was investigating the former president's ties to Russia.
Joining us live, Politico White House and Washington reporter Daniel Lipman, who has been on the phone with former Attorney General Bill Barr. Dan, is Barr basically saying, don't look at me?
Yeah, I think that's his message he was trying to send to me and to, you know, our audience. He is saying that he became Attorney General in 2019, which he did, and that these were authorized in 2017 and 2018, and that he did not authorize any communication record seizures of Democratic congressmen.
Is there reason to doubt his words?
There is no reason to doubt his words. I don't think he was lying to me on the record. I trust what he said. But the fact remains is that when he came in, like a year later, he tapped a prosecutor from New Jersey to try to revive these probes and look at them again. They did not involve new documents or, you know, communications record seizures, the metadata, but it almost kind of legitimized what Jeff Sessions or whoever authorized these DOJ probes in the first place.
But what's the issue here? What did they actually do wrong? Because there is no law that says a president cannot do this, if you're talking about President Trump or the Justice Department. Is this just about politics here, nothing that criminally could have been done?
Yeah, Democratic congressmen and Republican congressmen, they still have to follow the law. And someone like Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, who's facing an investigation into whether he had sex with an underage girl, you know, he is an example of this. You can't get away with this. And so leaking classified information is a serious crime. But I think the fact that these were, you know, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff were two top opponents of the president, and this happened under his watch in his Justice Department, that raises red flags that a lot of people are wondering who authorized this and was it the right thing to do, even if it is legal. That doesn't mean it's the ethical or right thing to do.
To put a little finer point on it, unlike the investigations into the Trump Organization in New York, where you may be looking at criminal charges, what's the end game here? Nobody's getting prosecuted, right?
Yeah, they were not able to find out who did all this leaking. And Barr also told me that Trump did not tell him, go after Democratic congressmen. And he didn't ask for specific details on the leak investigations. But Trump was pretty public about how he thought Schiff was leaking. And so the end goal is basically an accounting for the record, the history books, to understand what happened in this period of American history. It seems like every week there are new revelations of the Justice Department under Trump. Last week, it was the New York Times and CNN journalists. And so who knows what next week will bring.
Politico White House and Washington reporter Daniel Lipman on Skype for us. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.